This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. And a weekly contributor here is Marshall Fine, a film critic of some renown and also a critic in residence at the Picture House in Pelham, New York. Marshall, how are you?
I'm pretty good, Mike. How about yourself?
Oh, great. Happy New Year. And I know you guys started the new year with the New York Film Critics Dinner this past week. What were the highlights for you?
I've been a member of the New York Film Critics Circle. This is my, I guess it was my 25th year. And it's the group's 80th year. We're the oldest. And the highlights for me, well, one of them was that Bill Murray showed up unannounced and ended up giving one of the awards. We had given a special award to a woman who's Adrienne Mancia, who's a retired programmer who really sort of helped bring film culture to the Museum of Modern Art in the 60s and 70s. He's a friend of hers and just showed up and ended up giving her award to her. That was a nice treat. Jon Stewart was there to present the award for Best Picture to the film Boyhood. Kira Sedgwick showed up to give an award to J.K. Simmons, who got our Best Supporting Actor award for the film Whiplash. So I said to someone at the dinner as it was winding down, I said, okay, so these are these speeches you're going to be hearing on award shows for the next 2 months, right up through the Oscars. There's been, you know, up until the point that we vote at the beginning of December, there's all this chatter and a lot of Oscar pundits and people saying, you know, which of the movies that are in contention. And then we vote, and, you know, sometimes we give awards to movies nobody's been talking about, and that helps put them into the conversation. Our Best Actor award to an actor named Timothy Spall, who's a British actor. He's in a film called Mr. Turner. And yet, because we gave this award, and then he subsequently won the same thing from a couple of other critics groups, he's suddenly a contender. He's someone that people are saying, well, gee, this is someone we need to look at for Best Actor when the Oscars come around.
Now, and you're also the head of the New York Film Critics Circle, right?
Yeah, I was the vice chairman this past year. I will be the chairman this coming year, my fourth time as chairman. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, you never know. I mean, right now, the whole year lies ahead of us, and certainly people are aware of what's coming out, and yet by this time next year, we'll probably be talking about movies that we haven't even heard of it right now.
Yeah, and the job of the head of the organization is just keep everybody informed as to when you're doing things, and, I mean, you're not going to sweepingly change the way everything's done.
Well, you know, if you mean, you know, just sort of make the awards the ones that I want to win, I wish I could do that. But unfortunately, no, that's not in the bylaws. Basically, the chairman organizes the voting meeting each year and then organizes the awards dinner to give out the awards that we've voted and deals with, you know, the membership during the course of the year. But really, the group exists to give out these awards at the end of the year.
Well, it's always great to have Bill Murray pop into any kind. He just seems to do that every week. He pops into some event, some wedding, some reception, some bachelor party. In this case, your dinner, and I'm sure he was very funny, or at least very entertaining.
Oh, he was. You know, he's like everybody's favorite crasher, the guy that you want to see show up because you just never know where he's going to be and what he's going to do. Yeah, it was interesting because I happened to be standing there watching sort of people go through the red carpet, through the press line, and you know, they would stop and talk to a reporter, have their picture taken, move on 5 feet, stop, and it's a long process. And then Bill Murray walks in, and he just walks right past all of that, does not stop to talk to the press or to have his picture taken, just, you know, walks through. You know, he's Bill Murray. He doesn't care about that stuff. So I thought that was kind of cool. It was definitely a treat to have him show up.
All right, so Golden Globes this weekend. What would you say would be the obvious choice for Picture of the Year, if you will?
Well, you know, they divide that up. They do Best Picture Drama and Best Picture Musical or Comedy. And so there are 10 nominees. And ultimately, the way they've worked out the Oscars anymore, although they don't have two categories, you can have as many as 10 nominees. Well, I think that Boyhood is really the movie to beat at this point, and certainly it's up there. It's nominated for drama along with Foxcatcher and The Imitation Game, Selma, and The Theory of Everything. And then their best comedy category has Into the Woods, Birdman, Grand Budapest Hotel, St. Vincent, and Pride. So, you know, I think that Boyhood is the shoe-in for drama. I think that at this point it's the movie to beat for Best Picture. But when they're giving out Best Musical or Comedy, I have a hunch that they could give that to Birdman or Grand Budapest Hotel.
And did they miss the boat at all with 10 nominations? Of course, they give themselves a lot of latitude. Did they miss one completely that should have been on one of those lists?
Yeah, a movie that I really like this year called Whiplash, that by a young director named Damien Chazelle. It was his first film. That's the film that J.K. Simmons is in. It's about a young man, a jazz drummer at a school, sort of like Juilliard, who gets picked to be in their competition jazz band, but the guy who runs it is like a drill sergeant, like a sadistic drill sergeant, and that's J.K. Simmons, who pushes the kid, and he's one of these guys who finds people's weaknesses and sort of presses on them, and justifies it by saying, "Look, if I don't push you, you will never be. You never know how good you can be." So it's a really interesting dynamic in that film, and that one did not get nominated. But J.K. Simmons is nominated as Best Supporting Actor. I think he's going to go all the way to the Oscar with that one.
We'll see you at the movies.
Okay, everybody, have a good weekend.
With Marshall Fine, I'm Mike Bennett, and this is America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You know that old saying, success breeds success? It doesn't, at least not directly.
Success breeds confidence. You did well. You can do even more.
But sometimes success breeds failure. The confidence turns to overconfidence and sometimes even cockiness.
This overconfidence leads to poor decisions or weak follow-through.
How can you be emboldened by success without getting overconfident?
First, enjoy it for a time. Give yourself a reward, but then get back to work.
Second, learn from it. Think about the things that led to your success.
Third, be humble. Remind yourself that there's a little bit of luck in everyone's success.
Luck which only comes to those who are striving for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, selling or thinking about selling your home well in this difficult housing market. You need every trick you can get, and I've got one that works. Here's the social science of it. Sellers have trouble realizing that the actual worth of the house and the higher price they want for the house are two different things. It's a strange phenomenon in social psychology, but it's called the endowment effect. And we assume that if we own it, then it must be worth more than it really is. Why? Sellers put a price on memories, and the upgrade labor as well, the potential buyer just can't find them. What's the cheap psychological trick? When it comes to pricing a house, listen to those who are more objective about your home and price it realistically. Then be prepared to negotiate and your house will sell a whole lot faster. Got questions? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.